This is WMUK, Information Inspiration for Southwest Michigan. I'm Sevilla Mann. In Portage, as in Kalamazoo, the race for some seats on the Board of Education is competitive this year. Five candidates are on the November 4th ballot. One has no opponent because she's running for a partial term. That leaves three full-term seats and four candidates who hope to fill them. In this report, they share what they think about PPS's future building needs, how to close the district's achievement gap, and how to support trade education. Two of this year's candidates for Portage School Board are incumbents. One of them, Randy Van Antwerp, is serving his first term. He's also the board's current president.
This is my opportunity to give back to the community, and I enjoy the work, and it's great being a champion for kids in a great district like Portage.
Joanne Wilson is also serving her first term on the board. She says she works to keep up with current educational policy.
Even though you're a publicly elected official, it is a volunteer effort to stay current and connected with the stakeholders of Portage Public Schools.
Kevin Hoffer is one of two newcomers who hopes to be elected to the board. If elected, he says he would draw on his experience as a current parent of Portage Public Schools students.
You obviously get a different insight of what's going on and what, you know, changes could be made or what changes need to be made or different things that are happening in the district that somebody who doesn't necessarily have kids in school doesn't hear.
Celeste Shelton Harris is a retired Portage teacher and former assistant principal of two schools in the district. She says she's running to stay involved in Portage education.
I've had a wide range of experiences. I've worked with so many people regarding collaborative efforts towards student achievement. I would like to continue that.
The district is a few years into a study on whether and how it should update its buildings and sports facilities. One proposal would group each of the district's middle schools together with a high school. That's already the case for Central and North middle schools, but not for West middle school. Shelton Harris says pairing the schools allows them to share resources and offer advanced classes to students.
I've been in situations where students are very strong in a language, perhaps French, and they've gone to the high school and taken classes at the high school in French. That's a huge advantage.
Wilson agrees that grouping the schools would offer middle school students academic and athletic opportunities, and she says it's important for the district to consider the state of its buildings in general.
To keep our market share, to keep our classes at an equitable size for learning, facilities is a draw.
Van Antwerp says he thinks it would make economic sense to pair each middle school with a high school, but he says he'll defer to the community's wishes. And he says some facilities need to be updated or replaced sooner rather than later.
Our pools are over 40 years old. Our stadium's even older than that. Be very difficult to rehabilitate those pools, very difficult to rehabilitate the stadium.
Hoffer says he'd rather not see West Middle School close, and he says Portage Middle Schools already offer advanced classes, but he adds he's open to community opinion.
Obviously, you want to do what's best for students, and if it means that we can do more things for students because we now have additional teachers that can split between other buildings or whatever it may be, obviously we're going to do what's best for the students.
The candidates also discussed what the board should do to address the performance gap between poorer and wealthier students. Wilson says the district has brought extra instruction to many schools and created peer programs like Portage Northern's Link Crew, which she says is helping to bridge an extremely wide achievement gap there.
The senior class is meeting the ingoing freshmen, getting them accustomed to going from 600 in a middle school to 1350 in a high school. They're finding their way to their lockers. They're giving them study guides.
Hoffer says it's difficult to determine just where the district stands on achievement when the metrics keep shifting.
So it's hard to comparatively go back to last year or the year before to data that we're going to start getting now because those testing platforms are no longer available.
But he adds that some recent numbers look encouraging, and he says parental involvement and extra help from teachers will play an important role in closing the gap. Van Antwerp says the district has worked hard to build a multi-tiered system to support students, and he adds the district needs to know more about its students than just their test scores.
We're very pleased to be partnering with the Gallup organization for the first time, and we're actually going to be measuring the hope levels of our students.
Shelton Harris says what impoverished students really face is a gap in opportunities compared to their wealthier peers.
That means that we need to meet them where they are and show progress along the way. That also means that we need to support teachers and make sure that they have the tools necessary.
All the candidates say the Portage Public Schools have a role to play in preparing students who plan to learn a trade after they graduate from high school instead of earning a four-year degree. Wilson and Shelton Harris would like Portage to offer a 13-year curriculum, allowing students to begin their trade or certificate education through the high schools. Hoffer says he's not sure a 13-year program is necessary, given existing programs. And Van Antwerp says he doesn't know enough about the 13-year idea to comment on it. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.